Election College, episode 81. So, like, do territories get the vote and stuff?
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Jason.
Yeah, Ben.
Did you ever notice that, like, we have the 50 states, right? We have all those now. Yeah. And then we've got Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And then
they get to vote.
Yeah, So the 50 states get to vote, and then the Washington, D.C. people, we talked about that before, they get to vote. And then we've got all these territories out there that, like, you know, we own them, basically, or we're sovereign over them or something. And they don't ever get to vote in the general election.
Yeah, that's fair, right?
I suppose, yeah, that's fine with me. I don't know how they feel about it.
So, yeah, I've always wondered about this, Ben, because when you look at the political conventions, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's going nuts. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have this national convention, and there are these tall signs that will say the states, right? You know, you'd be like, Michigan, Pennsylvania, woohoo, Guam, Puerto Rico. Like, they're there.
Those aren't on the flag.
No. But weird. Their people are U.S. citizens.
Exactly. Right. And so I guess first we'll say there are five territories that, for lack of a better word, the United States owns. And there are a lot more than that are territories. But there are five that get to participate in the primary process for the nominations for the president for each party. And those are American Samoa, Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, which is the one we'll probably spend the most time on, at least mention the most because it's the most visible, and the United States Virgin Islands.
Yeah. So I think it's probably a good idea to pick on Puerto Rico a little bit because they are probably, and if you're in Guam, you might disagree with me here, but they're probably the closest territory that could become a state other than Washington, D.C. So what's up with Puerto Rico?
Yeah, they're basically Puerto Rico is not allowed to choose electors in the presidential elections. They're also not allowed to elect voting members of U.S. Congress. And it gets kind of complicated because they have a representative in Congress, but they're not really a representative. And they are able to contribute to the primary process and their votes count for nomination, but not really anything else besides that. So, like, do they really get to pick the president that's going to govern their country or not?
Right. And that bids the question, is a place like Puerto Rico, is it its own country or is it not? And that really depends on who you ask. So if you're in Puerto Rico, you're going to say, we are a Caribbean country or Caribbean. I don't know which they would say, but they're going to say, no, we are our own thing. And if you ask the United Nations, they'll say, well, Puerto Rico is a colony of the United States, but we really don't like colonies. That's not cool in this era of history. So we don't know. We don't know what you are, but we don't like the fact that you have this status where the United States owns you. That's not cool.
Right. And so the reason is the U.S. Constitution actually requires that in order to vote, you have to be a resident of one of the 50 states and with the the additional amendment, also the District of Columbia. And basically what they say is that the Constitution doesn't require the extension of federal voting rights to the U.S. territories and their residents. But it also allows the Constitution also does allow the government to still govern those territories under the U.S. So it's a little fishy because I say fishy, not in the derogatory term, just it's a little different because those citizens of the United States have no input, taxation without representation, right?
Right.
But they still have to listen to us.
Yeah. It's taxation without representation, though, Ben, with a little asterisk, because they do get to decide kind of who gets to run in the general election. But it is complicated. And I've wondered about this. I've actually wondered about this for many years. Is it a good thing to be a territory? Because you're being protected by the military. You're not being taxed as much,
right,
as a normal state. You're getting a lot of the social benefit, the social program benefit that any U.S. citizen has the right to, but you're not being represented in Congress. Effectively, you're not being represented. You kind of are, but when it comes down to the vote, you're not. And the chief executive is not somebody that you elected. So why are they able to be involved? I guess it's a good thing that they're at least able to be involved in the primary.
Well, and the best part is that if you're not involved in the general election, nobody can blame you for a president that they don't like.
Yeah.
So there's that. I mean, hey, well, nobody ever blamed Puerto Rico for a bad president. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'd be interested if we have any listeners in any of the U.S. territories, how they feel about their status as a territory rather than a state. Does that have any impact on your daily life when it comes down to election season? Is it exciting for you at all? Or is it kind of like, hey, we live in a tropical paradise. This is wonderful. I would love to hear your thoughts. So,
hey, Jason, it is a interesting thing to note that, you know, during the primary race, you want to get every single delegate you can get. There are multiple, including in the 2016 primary race, different examples of campaigns who have sent representatives or the actual candidate themselves to some of the territories, especially Puerto Rico, because of the large population there and the slightly more significant number of delegates. So even though they're small and the delegates aren't many and they're not able to vote in the general election, the candidates do still seem to focus on them to some extent because every vote counts.
Yeah. And especially, you know, in a year like this on both sides, you know, the Republicans and Democrats. Yeah, you're exactly right. Every delegate counts. So if you're in Guam, Northern Mariana, American Samoa, U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, hey, you matter.
I do seem to recall from our statistics that we do have some listeners in Puerto Rico. So, hey, if you guys are still listening, we're talking directly to you. There's probably not many. So go ahead. Reach out. We want to hear what you have to say about everything.
Yeah. So that's about all I have to say about, about the territories and how it relates to the presidential election.
Right. We don't have a lot to say, and there really isn't a lot to say. But we wanted to make sure in this short kind of bite-sized episode that everyone's familiar with the fact that we, as a nation, have territories, and that they get to vote and not vote at the same time.
Yeah. So you are very important to Ben and Jason.
That's right. It's also important to us to engage with our listeners and you people from Puerto Rico and everyone else. Go ahead and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and say hey.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.